the Rockets scheduled Andy Pettitte to out-duel 8-0 Josh Beckett tonight and trim that deficit to 10.5 games. But now back to our regularly scheduled program where the Yankees are actually 13.5 back. And that's because after Derek Jeter's homer at the top of the seventh put the Yankees on top 6-5, Bobby Abreu misplayed a fly ball into a double. Jeter made two straight errors and the Red Sox scored five times for an 11-6 victory. One of Jeter's boo-boos caused Doug Mankiewicz to reach for the ball and move into Mike Lowell's path. Mankiewicz went down hard and was carted away with a mild concussion, a cervical sprain, and a broken bone in his wrist. At least he can walk around without a limp, unlike Roger Clemens, who telephoned GM Brian Cashman Saturday with the bad news that he won't pitch tomorrow night in Chicago because his right groin is fatigued. Imagine giving the teacher a letter with that excuse for not being in class the day before. No excuses needed for the Mets, who dispatched Arizona 7-1 at Shea and ended the Diamondbacks' winning streak at 8. Jorge Sosa got the win. Ruben Gotay a 3-run homer. Carlos Delgado a solo shot. The two other games of note saw Atlanta defeat Chicago 5-3. That was the Cubs' sixth loss in a row. Detroit won 9-5 in Cleveland. That's its first win in six tries with the Indians. And it was Detroit at Cleveland in Game 6 of the NBA Eastern Finals. Mike Tirico of ESPN Radio with the call of Danny Gibson's final basket.
Gibson right side, put it on the deck, got in the lane, right hand runner, good again! Daniel Gibson, 31 points for a rookie in a potential closeout game to get to the finals.
Gibson scored 19 of those 31 in the final quarter. The Cavs expanded a one-point lead to a 98-82 final, and they eliminated the Pistons. So on Thursday, it'll be Cleveland and San Antonio. In the Stanley Cup Finals, Ottawa kept erasing Anaheim leads, came away with a 5-3 victory to cut the Ducks' lead to 2-1. And at the French Open Tennis Tournament, Serena Williams beat Dinara Safina of Russia in straight sets to gain the fourth round, as did Roger Federer and Justine Henin. Sports at 15 of 45 around the clock and anytime on the web at 1010wins.com. Don Gould, 1010 Wins Sports.
Wins News Time, 1147.
Pretty exciting game.